Heyo! Welcome to Built to Be You. My name is Michaela and I am so pumped that you're here. I made this podcast so you can uncover what it means to be you and learn how you can fully step into your potential while trying to navigate your 20s, overcoming previous failures, learning to face your fears, dance with your emotions, and take messy action in order to build and become the best you. You can expect a little bit of mixed up love and a whole lot of real talk. But let me just say, this journey is so much more fun with a bestie. So buckle up and let's do it together. What is up, my Built to Be You friend, and welcome back to this episode. If you have not yet, go back and listen to the previous episode, When It Looks Good on Paper, But Sucks Your Soul. I think it's going to light a fire under your booty, but this episode kind of ties into that one because there is this truth about transition seasons that nobody talks about, and I am always here to pull back the curtains on the real life stuff that goes on behind the scenes of making a pivot, of changing careers, of changing your mind, of doing something new, of being in a transition, whatever that might look like. And I just want to preface this with, like, I am always here to share what most people won't. I make it my mission to pull back the curtains so you can see what's happening in real time. And Instagram is a highlight reel. Social media is a highlight reel. I will say that until I'm blue in the face. People are so great, and I know myself, we are so great about sharing the highs, the wins, you know, all of the moments where we're like, I'm doing it. But the truth is that it probably doesn't look like that 80% of the time behind the scenes, behind closed doors. And so as you're comparing yourself, or you're looking at the woman who looks like the direction you're headed and you're really inspired by her, I want you to remember what she actually is going through. And the truth about transition seasons is a couple of different things here. It's going to be uncomfortable. You are going to learn your relationship with risk really quickly. It's going to be a little bit lonely. You're going to feel like you're going at it all alone, but loneliness is a choice. And the last one being, it's different. It's different for everybody. Everybody's transition is so, so unique. Your tools and your experiences and your previous resilience that you've built up is all going to factor in to what your transition looks like. So maybe your transition season right now is you are considering a career change, or maybe you just started a new job and you're getting used to the schedule and the skill set and the people that you're working with. Maybe your transition is nursing school to new grad life. You are baby Bambi just trying to figure it out along the way. Maybe your transition is you're newly in a relationship, or you're trying to figure out how to hold space with another person in your space, which I have some tea to share here in a minute. Maybe you are somebody who is making the transition from full-time working to entrepreneurship and that transition. But all this goes to say is that transition seasons are going to look different for everybody. And transition seasons are going to stretch and grow you in a way that you didn't even know you were capable of stretching and growing. And I know this because of what I've been going through the last, I would say, 8 months and beyond. But there was this moment when I made the decision to leave full-time travel nursing. And when I made that decision, it wasn't a decision that I made lightly, but I decided that I was going to become a per diem princess and I was going to build my business. And I was like, oh, I can work like 2 shifts a month. That's great. And then I got into my per diem life and I was like, wow, I have no money to pay my bills. Like, I don't have enough money to sustain life. I am failing really hard at this entrepreneurship thing. Mind you, I had no foundation of Michaela Robertson LLC and coaching. I had no foundation of offers and scaling and a plan. Like, I just thought that I was going to jump from the safety net, or I was just going to jump from travel nursing and the safety net was going to appear. Update. That didn't happen. Nope, sure didn't. So I made the decision. I was like, I need some security and certainty in my life. I need somebody to help me pay for my benefits because, yo, benefits off the market are expensive. So I figured out that my hospital does part-time nursing, two shifts a week, and full-time benefits. And I was like, bee's knees, let's go. It was like a no-brainer for me. I was like, guaranteed income, gonna cover my bills, and I get benefits, say less. And so as you're making a transition, you're going to start to understand what your relationship with risk is. How comfortable or not are you with uncertainty? How comfortable are you with risk? And I learned very, very quickly, I'm not a high risk girly. I do not like to not know where my next paycheck is coming from. I do not like to not know what the heck I'm doing. And for me, it was kind of an ego check because I was like, what am I making this mean about me by going back to a part-time nursing? Because I just, you know, hyped up on his social media, like, oh, look at me, I'm pretty, I'm ha ha ha. And it was not rainbows and butterflies at all. Sure, the idea of it was great, but the reality of it did not serve or support me in the season that I was in. And so while you're making the transition, you're going to learn your relationship with risk and you get to redefine success. You get to redefine what it actually means to you to be successful in the season that you're in. And when it comes to making a jump or a pivot or a transition, maybe it's in a career, a relationship, you're going to move across country, you have to figure out, like, what does that actually look like? And I work with a lot of nurses who are working on career development. And it just so happens to be that a lot of them are travel nurses who are now trying to figure out what that staff nurse is going to look like. How are they going to use their license in the next pivot or in the next transition or in the next season? And a lot of times the thing that keeps them where they are is the golden handcuffs of travel nursing and the pay. And this is something that I had to navigate in real time. It was like the loss of the familiar, the loss of the identity of a travel nurse that a lot of people looked up to and applauded for, and also the paycheck. The weekly paychecks were so nice. And also the amount of money that I was making was so nice. However, the market's changing. Travel nurses aren't making as much money as they were back in, you know, COVID and pandemic era and just right after. And so one thing that I see a lot of nurses who are trying to come out of travel nursing struggle with is the financial side of it. And something that I had to do was sit down and make a budget, which I had never made a budget in my entire life. Newsflash. That's a whole other podcast episode. I had made budgets, but I never used a budget really because I was making so much money that it didn't really matter. And that sounds so silly looking back. And I wish that I would have done things differently when I was a travel nurse, but hindsight's 2020, yo. So anyways, I made a spreadsheet of my non-negotiables. Like, what are my expenses that I have to pay every single month? And I was catastrophizing in my head what I thought they were going to be versus what they actually were when I put pen to paper or keyboard to spreadsheet, if you will. And I figured out that, like, I didn't actually need to be making 3-4K a week like I was when I was a travel nurse, that I could actually get by on a part-time nurse's income. And moral of the story here is, what does your jump actually look like? What do you need to move in terms of support, resources, finances to help you through that transition season? And chances are what you think it's going to need or be is going to be way out of proportion or way underestimated. It's going to be like way over or way below what actually you need. And I think this is because a couple of different things. One, ego. Our ego thinks we need to make the most and be the best in order to, you know, survive or get by. And also because we get stuck in a pattern of familiar. When you become comfortable with an income or finances or a relationship or whatever that might be, you kind of lose the spark of what change feels like and what change requires of you energetically, financially, your capacity, et cetera, et cetera. So sometimes just sitting down and putting pen to paper, what does this actually look like? And then outline the steps of what it's going to take to get to bridge the gap of where you are versus where you want to go. Let me give you an example of this. For example, if you're somebody who is making a or you have the desire to make a career change and start with the end goal in mind, right? So the end goal is XYZ career. Maybe it is to be a remote work from home nurse. That's the end goal. And then you reverse engineer, what are the steps to get there? And maybe you are somebody who's making the jump from travel nursing to remote nursing. And what's that pay difference going to look like? That's going to require you to update your budget. What is that commute difference going to look like? What is that space? Like, you're going to need different space within your house to work from home. You can't just work from your bed every single day. Sure, some days you might, but I probably don't recommend that. Like, somebody who works from home a couple days a week, no. You need space to, you know, work remotely and all of the things. So moral of the story is, what does the jump actually look like when you are in a transition season? And I wish somebody would have told me earlier on. I think back to naive Mick, who left full-time travel nursing to pursue entrepreneurship, that overnight success is bullshit. It doesn't happen. It's fake. It's a fraud. Fake news. And I wish that I would have surrounded myself with more people in those early stages who weren't making six, seven, eight figures, who weren't well-established entrepreneurs who knew how to schedule their days. I wish that I would have surrounded myself with more people who were like baby Bambi stumbling, like a new grad nurse, trying to figure it out. And the amount of grace and the amount of compassion that I've had to have for myself in this transition is out of this world. And you can asshole yourself into any corner you want. You can degrade yourself. You can talk yourself down. You can think of all the reasons why you're not good enough or why you're a failure. But is that really supporting your highest self? Is that really supporting the transition that you want to embark on? Absolutely not. And so when I catch myself in that downward spiral of negativity, I'm like, does this really serve that version of me that I want to become? And it's really, really challenging when you see all these success stories, these perceived overnight successes, and nobody actually pulls back the curtains to talk about what the work is going to look like. And that's just the truth about the transition season. That's why I said at the beginning, like, it's going to look different for everybody. And I truly believe that loneliness is a choice. You can choose to go out by yourself and self-isolate and self-sabotage and think of all these reasons why it's not working for you and it's never going to work for you. But the truth is that that's not going to get you to where you want to go. And, you know, I think you don't know what you don't know until you subject yourself to that lifestyle or that way of living or that budget change. You're not going to know what it feels like. So sometimes you just have to go there and get uncomfortable in order to figure out the tools and resources and support that you need to move to help you through that transition. But transitions are hard. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. Like I said, if it's a relationship or if it's a career or moving across the country, there's always going to be that uncertainty and the unfamiliarity. And you just have to decide how you're going to perceive that or how you're going to approach that. And it's going to look different for everybody. But I will say that during this transition season, words are hard. During this transition season for me, I've really had to take a step back from social media because I found myself comparing a lot, not in the sense of like, I'm not showing up on social media, but just not scrolling and not consuming as much. I've really had to take a step back from what everybody else is doing and really DIYing it, doing it my own damn way and knowing that my way is the best way because it's what supports me. So knowing that whatever you decide to do or not do is what's best for you because it supports you. It doesn't matter if it supports somebody else or if it works for somebody else. It matters if it works for you. But I will say, you can't just jump and hope the safety net appears. You have to create a safety net for yourself at some capacity. Maybe it's a plan B, maybe it's finances, whatever that might be. And can we normalize, before we end this episode, can we normalize that during transition seasons, you're going to have to have support in a way that maybe your ego doesn't like? Meaning, for me, My ego doesn't love that I'm still at the hospital 2 days a week. However, my nervous system says, hell yeah, we need that. We need that certainty. So let's normalize in transition seasons, doing whatever it takes to make ends meet, to make it happen. It might not look pretty. You might be serving Starbies. You might be washing tables. You might be doing something else, but that doesn't mean that you're anything less than. So you have to check your ego at the door and know that whatever you're doing to move the resources and support, to support your nervous system, to support your highest self, is what matters. So my friend, until next episode.
Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that I am so dang grateful that we are now on this journey through uncovering what it means to be you together. If you love this episode, make sure you share it with your friend, or better yet, share it on social media and tag me so that way I know. Until next time, chat soon.